The remains of a 19th century French nun arrived today in Britain. She wasn't just any nun, though. She was Thérèse of Lisieux, revered as a saint by the Catholic Church. Her bones have been taken to many other countries before, but not Britain, where the dominant church is the Church of England. The World's Laura Lynch was there for St. Thérèse's arrival.
The casket arrived in a funeral hearse on the first stop of a month-long, 1,000-mile tour. It's been nearly five centuries since the Catholic Church in England and Wales so publicly venerated saintly remains. But this morning at the Catholic Cathedral in Portsmouth, the long wait was over.
As we welcome these relics of St. Thérèse to this Cathedral Church of St. John the Evangelist, we give thanks to God who gives us such witness to guide us along our pilgrim way.
Thérèse Martin was just 24 when she died of tuberculosis in 1897. She was a Carmelite nun living in the town of Lisieux in Normandy. Nothing too remarkable there, but her writings, published after her death, inspired and moved millions. She was declared a saint in 1925, and she's had many miracles attributed to her. Chris often visited Thérèse's shrine in Lisieux many times after her doctor told her she'd never have children. She now has two daughters.
I spent a lot of time praying with St. Teresa, asking her to intercede with my prayers, and eventually my prayers were answered. And I just think it's really special relationship with her, really. I just think you take away all the pomp and everything of the church, and I think she's a person that can just bring you closer to God.
Thérèse is easily the most travelled saint in history. Her relics have gone to more than 40 countries, from Iraq to Australia. Part of Thérèse even took a trip to space last year, aboard the space shuttle Discovery. But she'd never made it across the English Channel, where the legacy of the English Reformation had left relations between the Catholic and Protestant churches sensitive, to say the least. The Catholic veneration of bones was frowned upon. In the 1990s, the late Cardinal Basil Hume, then the top Catholic official in England, blocked efforts to bring Thérèse over for fear of stirring up tension. Father Michael McGoldrick is the head of the Carmelite Order in England and Wales.
I think relations were good, but it was just that relics wouldn't be part of the Anglican tradition, really. And he was just very sensitive to that and felt, you know, he didn't want some sort of triumphalistic thing and, you know, kind of rubbing their noses in it, for want of a better way of putting it. And he just felt it wasn't appropriate at that time. And I think he was right.
There was another worry. One I put to Canon John Udris of the Northampton Cathedral.
Some people might look at something like this in the modern day and think, well, this is just a bit strange, isn't it, worshipping some bones. What do you say to those people?
Okay. Well, I say, first of all, Mrs. Aware, we're certainly not worshipping those bones, you know, that we all need a God we can get close to.
All the same, Udris admits they are important.
Behind this whole idea of relics and of coming to see the relics is that people can reach out and touch something of the holy, something that brings them closer to God.
Some had travelled for several hours to greet the relics. Rosemary Ngauza came from London and was one of the first to touch the casket, or at least the plastic shield that protects it. Afterward, she was overwhelmed.
I can't tell you the feeling that I have, you know, when I touch the relics. I can't explain. Sorry. I prayed to be like her.
If this morning's crowd was any indication, predictions of a mass outpouring of religious fervor akin to what greeted her in Ireland or New York may have been overblown. But it is a historic occasion. And in a neat twist, the Catholic saint will make one of her stops in an Anglican cathedral. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Portsmouth.